أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about this Quran and about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the recipient of the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not teach him any form of poetry. Appreciation from our side is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down this guidance in the form of the Quran Kareem, which we need to realize, to recognize and accept. Here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the material things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent, those ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us, what we generally accept, but sometimes we do not appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the same vein, we should also realize that like how we accept all the material benefits that Allah has given us, let us also accept the spiritual benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down via the Quran Kareem, via our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the relationship between these ayats and the correlation is quite a strong one. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا, does man not see, أَنَّا خَلَقَنَا لَهُمْ, that certainly we had created for them, مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا, what our hand had created directly. In other words, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has created it. And then Allah says, an'ama, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to cattle, to livestock that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. It is something, especially in the people of the past, something that was very close to them, something that they could see, they could observe all the time. فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then man becomes the owner of this. And this is in actual fact a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah Rabbul Izzat created, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat passes over this ownership to man, that man becomes the owner of it. The reality and the truth is that this worldly ownership is a superficial ownership. In other words, it is here today and it will be taken away tomorrow. When we come on the day of Qiyamah, there will be absolutely no ownership whatsoever. But here the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to own, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants through His grace and mercy whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above ownership. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we subdue them. That in the general sense, as huge as an animal can be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subdues these animals. We will see a little child that will be able to ride a horse, a little child that will be able to herd cattle. And that is all the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if Allah willed, Allah could have made these animals rebellious and man would have never had control over them. Allah says, فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ, that some of them you may ride, some of them you may even use to transport your goods. وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ, and from it they are those that you will eat. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you such ownership that you can utilize it in any way whatsoever. You can give it out as a gift, you can give it out in charity, you can use it yourself. That is the kind of utilization and ownership that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ, and for mankind in these cattle, in these animals, the livestock, and all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, Allah says there are many benefits. وَمَشَارِبُ, and if you look at those animals, the cows, if you look at the camels, the goats, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept within it fountains, fountains that you can drink from, the milk of the cow, the milk of the camel, the milk of the goats, etc. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and in it also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept your sustenance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept your rosy, and this is an ongoing thing. One is a fruit that Allah has given you. If you take an orange or any other fruit, if you want the juice, you have to cut it, and that is the end of it. But these animals, Allah had made it such that there is continuity in whatever Allah has given, that fountain of sustenance and rizq that Allah has given. One question Allah asks, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ? Is man not thankful to Allah Rabbul Izzat for all these ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has given? وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the truth and the reality is this, that man has made, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man has made gods besides Allah, man has taken deities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now from time to time, our minds go to the people of Makkah, that Lat, Manat and Uzza, they had made their idols. Other communities in this world have made things as their idols, plastic, and they have made gods. But you and I need to also introspect that sometimes we have made this material world also a little god. We sometimes make our professions a little god. Sometimes we make our businesses a little god. Sometimes the status that Allah has given us, we make gods out of it, and we forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. And why they do that? So that they will be helped by these gods that they have made. But لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَهُمْ. Allah says that these gods can never ever help us. The little gods that we have made in our hearts, of all the things in this world, the material things, they will never be able to help us. وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ. The truth and the reality is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have made gods out of it, and then we have to look after it. Allah is such that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protects us. So the world has made gods out of everything, and then they have to look after it. And then another interpretation according to another group of commentators, وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ. These things will oppose us on the day of Qiyamah. They will come as opposition to us on the day of Qiyamah. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that these ni'mats come from Allah. Let us attribute it to Allah, be appreciative and thankful to Allah, and let us fulfill the haqq and the obligations of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.